Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Spirit of God, we need you.
亲爱的圣灵，我们需要你。
We need you because there's so much that we can't do ourselves.
我们需要你，因为我们是很多我们都不能做到。
We have tried to love you, God.
我们希望我们能够爱你。
We've tried to walk in your ways.
我们希望我们可以像主一样。
And yet we cannot do this in and of ourselves.
但是我们靠自己，我们不能。
We need you, God.
神啊，我们需要你。
To pour out your spirit upon us.
圣灵，我们需要你，求你倾泻在我们身上。
Lord, we don't want to play at this thing called church anymore.
主啊，我们不仅仅是称我们为你的门徒。
But Lord, we want to seek you.
主啊，我们要寻求你。
And wait for the promised gift.
我们要等待你所应许的礼物。
Because you're the only one who can make a difference in this world that we live in.
因为唯有主，你能够改变这个世界。
So I pray this morning now as we gather around the word.
主啊，我们今天早清晨聚集在一起。
That Lord, we would not just be listening.
主啊，我们不仅仅是来听。
But that our hearts would be open to receive you again.
且求主感动我们，求圣灵感动我们，让我们用心来接受主。
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
圣灵，亲爱的圣灵，求你降临。
Amen.
我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen. Amen. Well, friends, I just want to start by saying a big thank you to everyone this morning, the choir, the worship team, the kids who brought all that enthusiasm to stage. And I want to thank you already for just what I see as that heart response to the Spirit here.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我在这里要感谢神，也感谢大家来到这个早上来敬拜，无论是诗歌的敬拜，还是儿童的这些，他们的这种热情、激情，真的是感谢神。我已经感受到了圣灵已经在我们当中做工，感谢神。
It is good to be together in one place.
我们在一起是一个非常温暖的地方。
And as we look at this story of Pentecost, I'm reminded that the believers were together in one place.
呀，因为我们要看五旬节的时候，是众弟兄姐妹聚集在一起，来共同的来为主做。
Now, I'm share with you a little bit about some movies that I enjoy.
我会跟大家分享一下我喜欢看的电影。
I wonder if you know these movies, the Avengers movies.
不知道你们知不知道复仇者联盟。
Here we have people who have been endued with special powers.
我们在这里可能有些人呢会有一些特别特殊的一些能力。
Superheroes we call them.
我们称它为这个超级英雄。
And it's very normal today to see groups of children dressed in superhero costumes.
Yeah, 我们很现在很普遍，小孩子都喜欢穿这个 superhero 的这些。
In fact,
这个
oh sorry, costume.
Costume 这个叫什么来着？忘记了。
Very good.
Costume, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. In fact, this morning, my little girl said, Daddy, for church, I want to wear my Batgirl costume.
Yeah, 我的女儿今天早上跟我说，我要穿这个 cat, 就是这个女的这个蝙蝠侠的这个服装 costume.
We can do the translation together. That's perfect. now, of course, I was the mean dad who said, no, you need to put on your dress for church. But, you know, kids love dressing up as superheroes.
Yeah. 但我当然对我女儿说不可以，你必须要穿上漂亮的裙子。但是小朋友们都喜欢穿这个，都喜欢装扮成这个超级英雄。
Now, what I like about the movies is,Every hero is flawed. Every hero has weakness.
Yeah, 我喜欢这个电影的原因是，虽然是超级英雄，但每一个超级英雄也有他的软弱之处。
And when they try to fight the bad guys by themselves, they lose.
当他们只是个人去跟这些敌对势力作对的时候呢，他们常常是会输掉的。
And so as the movies go on, the superheroes have to learn to work together to overcome the bad guy.
Yeah, 即使是超级英雄，他也要需要一个团队，要召集他的这个军队来一起打败这些敌对的势力。
Now, before the day of Pentecost, there was a group of disciples.
在五旬节圣灵降临之前，也有一群的这个主的门徒。
And some of them thought they had superpowers.
他们其中一些呢，觉得自己有超级的能力。
There was Peter who said, "Jesus, I'll never deny you, and I'll always be on your side."
当然了，就是彼得了。他说我绝不会来不承认你，我是最忠心跟随你的。
But when Jesus was crucified, these disciples scattered in fear.
但是当主耶稣被钉在十字架的时候，他的门徒都是上胆逃跑。
But on the day of Pentecost after Jesus has risen, you find the church assembled in one place.
当主耶稣复活之后，在这个五旬节圣灵降临之前，所有的门徒都在聚集在一起来等候祷告。
I can't begin to imagine what they were feeling.
我很难想象他们当时是一种怎样的感受。
I think there would have been excitement because they knew that Jesus was risen.
我想他们一定很兴奋，因为主耶稣复活了。
I think there would have also been fear because Jesus has gone back to heaven.
他们也可能会很害怕，因为耶稣已经回到了天家。
And there would have been confusion because they've just been told to wait.
Yeah, 他们也许会很觉得很模糊啊，就是说觉得因为他们被告知呢，被主耶稣告诉他们你们要等待。
In fact, in Acts chapter 1 and first verse 4, it says that while Jesus was still with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the Father's promise.
在圣经中是使徒行传第一章的四节呢，主耶稣告诉他的门徒说，你们不要到离开耶路撒冷，要在那里等候我对你们说过的天父的应许。
And he told them why, because in verse 8 he says, you, the disciples, the followers, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And then you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
因为耶稣清楚地告诉他的门徒为什么要在那里等候圣灵，因为在使徒行传一章八节清楚地告诉我们，那但圣灵降临在你们身上后，你们必得到能力，在耶路撒冷、犹太全境和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
In fact, I think whilst they were waiting in this period, they would have been an awful lot like you and I are.
我想他们当时在等待圣灵降临的时候，很多心情也跟我们在座的弟兄姐妹一样。
We know that we're supposed to be witnesses, but we get scared even with the prospect of knocking on the next door neighbor to say, do you want to come to church or let me tell you about Jesus?
我们知道我们应该为主做见证，但是我们有的很多时候我们非常的胆怯，甚至不敢去敲我们邻居的门，让他们邀请他们来到教会。
And I do believe that there are an awful lot of committed followers of Jesus who do live with kind of fear because we think, I can't do that thing, God.
Yeah, 其实呢很多我想呢当时的门徒有很多这或者是基督徒，他们心中有很多的恐惧战惊，因为觉得神啊我做不到啊，我做不到你所希望我做的。
And in one sense, we are right to think that because we can't do the things that God asks of us in our own strength.
因为我们靠自己的能力，我们没有办法做到神要求我们所做的。
But this is why we have Pentecost.
这就是为什么我们有圣灵的降临。
Because God doesn't say, you will just be my witnesses. He says, I will give you power to be my witnesses.
神并没有简单的说，哦，就去做我的见证，但神的应许是，我会用降临圣灵赐你能力，给你这个能力，让你去为我做见证。
So it begins in this place where all of the believers are in one room.
所以呢，这个呢，在所有的门徒们都聚集在一个地方。
And they're praying, and they're worshiping, and waiting.
他们在那里来祷告、敬拜、来等候圣灵的降临。
Now, truth be told, we don't like waiting.
事实上，没有人喜欢等待。
In fact, we don't like waiting so much that, if we go online, order a parcel, if it isn't there in 2 to 3 days, we're complaining, where's my parcel?
Yeah, 我们非常不耐心，我们根本不愿意等待，我们要 order 一个，我们订一个快递，两三天还没有到，我们就在那儿会抱怨，我的东西在哪里？
You know, we live in a world where we expect things instantly.
我们生活在一个所谓快捷的时代，什么都要快。
And maybe we can place, you know, pressure onto this person and to that person to do something quicker.
那我们也许不可以去强迫别人，你就要做快一点，快一点。
But believe me, we cannot pressure God into moving outside of His time.
但是我们更不能要强调，来让上帝离开他的这个能力范围。
When God says wait, we'd better be sure to wait. Until he's ready to show up.
Yeah. 当神说让我们等待，我们就要忠心，要顺服的等待，因为神这么说。
Because when we speak about the Holy Spirit coming, we are not just speaking about some force or just some gift that is ours to claim. We're speaking about a person who we're to have a relationship with.
Yeah, 我们在讲到圣灵的时候，我们不仅仅是好像一种超自然的能力，或者是一些奇怪的一些法力，但我们真正要建立的是跟这个圣灵这个位格建立一些亲密的关系。
And I believe more than anything, I think this waiting is more about what God is doing in us to get us ready for when the Holy Spirit shows up.
我们等待是神在预备我们，让我们有充分的心来接受圣灵的降临。
So here we are, the believers in one place. Now they've waited for 10 days when the day of Pentecost comes.
所有的这个信徒他们在一起等了，在一起10天来等待圣灵的降临。
And it says in verse 2 that suddenly, like out of nowhere,Almost when they least expected it, just suddenly there was the sound of a rushing wind and fire that was descending from heaven.
在这个使徒行传二章二节的时候呢，那里讲到突然有这个风来降临。
And it's this tremendous scene that we find it hard to place ourselves into because I've never been in a room with rushing wind and fire descending.
Yeah, 因为我们很难想象，因为我自己从来没有这种在一个房间里面有这个强烈的风在这里旋转。
And the scene moves very quickly because suddenly the Holy Spirit is there, and before we know it, the believers are speaking different languages, there's a crowd that's together, there's preaching, there's people getting saved, like out of nowhere, it turns to action.
Yeah, 因为这个发生的非常的快，风圣灵降临之后，所有的门徒们他们就用不同的语言来说起来，一同来赞美神。
But I want to be clear that on this day of Pentecost, the point of the story is not the action. The point is the Spirit of God in and living in the believers.
我在这里想强调的是，这个圣灵的降临在五旬节的时候，不是说我们每个人可以说用不同的语言来说起别国的话，而是说圣灵降临的这个能力。
One of the things that I love about this scene is Peter speaks about the prophet Joel and scripture that was written 800 years before this happened, and this is what it says.
Yeah, 这里呢我非常感兴趣的是彼得他呢用这个约珥书里面在800多年前之前写到的这些呢来预言到这个关于这个圣灵降临的事情。
It says, after this, after salvation has come, I will pour out my spirit on all humanity. Then your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will have dreams. Your young men will see visions. I will pour out my spirit on male and female servants in those days.
在约珥书的二章28-29节这样说，以后我要将我的灵魂浇灌所有的人，你们的儿女要说预言，老人要做异梦，青年要见异象，在那些日子我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和婢女。
This is one of the things I love about God, is God is all about equal opportunities.
神是一个公平的公正的神。
He doesn't just say, my spirit is just for this person, or for this priest, or for this pastor.
神不会说是，哦，我的这个，圣灵，我的能力只给某一些人，不给其他人。
He said, I'm going to pour my spirit out on everyone.
神是要把他的圣灵要，能力要倾注给每一个相信他的人。
Men and women, young and old.
男女老少。
And then we read later in the books of Acts, Jews and Gentiles.
等一下我们也会读到，不仅仅是犹太人，而且还有外邦人。
The Spirit coming is that great, you know, equalizer that says that every person has a place in God's family.
所以每圣灵降临之后，每一个人都有这个平等的权利来领受圣灵。
And God wants to use everybody in this family.
神会用我们每一个人，用我们在座的每一位。
Praise God.
赞美主。
So we are going to look a little bit closer at the wind and at fire and just what's happening for just a few moments.
我们来看看风和这个火有什么意义。
Now it begins with like this wind descending and filling this room.
圣灵降临是以风的形式来降临，来充满这个他们当时的那个房间。
The wind is meant to symbolize the power of God coming.
风象征了力量，象征了神的力量。
Now, most of us are used to watching weather reports, and, you know, if you watch the reports, the wind usually comes from the east or from the west or the south or the north.
Yeah, 我们看天气预报的时候呢，常常会预报这个风哈，风会从不同的东南西北方向。
Except this was a different wind. This wind came from above.
但这个风的风跟其他是不一样，因为这个风是圣灵从天而降。
And,The best thing that I could think to liken this to is a helicopter.
那我想用这个直升飞机跟大家来讲一下这个风。
A physics lesson. The blades as they go around and around bring air down.
从物理学的角度，物理的理论哈，这个直升飞机的这个螺旋桨，它这么旋转的时候会把这个空气往下压。
And as the air comes down, it means that the helicopter lifts.
Yeah, 它用这个压力的差，这样的话，直升飞机才能上升。
And I think that's the point of the rushing wind at Pentecost. As the Spirit comes down, it's to lift us up so that we can live victoriously for Him.
Yeah, 这个呢，就像圣灵一样，圣灵从天而降，是让我们呢得到能力来为主做见证，来激起我们的这种热情。
Because one of the great promises of this is that when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we change.
因为神的应许是圣灵降临到我们身上的时候，我们就会改变。
2 Timothy 1:7 says,God has not given us a spirit of fear.
在提摩太后书一章七节告诉我们，神并没有让我们来惧怕。
But a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment.
圣灵不是让我们来惧怕圣灵，而是圣灵让我们给我们一个刚强壮胆的心。
We see the difference in this group of believers on the day of Pentecost because a group of people who 50 days earlier are fleeing when Jesus is being crucified suddenly are the same people who are going to stand up against any authority and boldly proclaim the gospel.
因为我们看到五旬节圣灵降临的这一天，这一群人在五十天之前，当耶稣基督被钉死的时候，他们是到处逃散，但是在五十天后，他们完全改变，因为圣灵改变了他们，他们可以刚强壮胆在这里为主做见证。
God doesn't want us to live with fear.
神并不需要我们生活在恐惧之中。
And he doesn't want us to live struggling and struggling with the same sin over and over and over.
神也不希望我们就是在这个自己那个罪的中，同一个罪中挣扎挣扎。
He wants to build us up so that we're bold and courageous.
他希望我们可以刚强壮胆。
So that we live holy lives.
我们可以来借着圣灵的能力来过一个得胜的生活。
You know, in the Old Testament, there was the law.
在旧约有律法。
And the law was good, but no one could fulfill it.
律法是好的，是叫人知罪，但是没有一个人可以完全的来遵守律法。
One of the promises in Ezekiel 36,
在这个以西结书，
God says, I will put my spirit in you and give you a new heart and I will give you a new spirit.
在以西结书里面，神说我会给你一个新的心，给你一个新的你。
When the spirit comes upon you, I'm going to write the law.On your heart.
当这个圣灵降临的时候，会给你一个信心。在以西结书的37章这么说，并且我要与你与他们立平安的约，作为永约，我也要将他们安置在本地，使他们的人数增多。又在他们中间设立我的圣所，直到永远。我的居所必在他们中间，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Now, when I say God is going to write the law on your heart, this isn't about the fact that we need to wash our hands in the right way and eat the right kind of food.
当我说神会把律法刻在我们心中的时候，我并不是说我们像犹太人法利赛人一样去一定要吃饭前洗手等等这些规条，遵守这些规条。
But this is about the fact that the Spirit is going to help us live out the law as Jesus said it, to love God and to love other people.
而是要通过圣灵的帮助，让我们真正的活出主耶稣的教导，这个刻在我们心中的律法，要爱神爱人。
So the Holy Spirit gives us power.
圣灵赐给我们能力。
But the Holy Spirit also comes as fire, and fire symbolizes passion.
圣灵同时降临也是以火的形式降临，那火象征了激情、热情。
God does not want us to be apathetic towards Him.
神并不像我们悲悲惨惨地来到他的面前。
He doesn't want to be just one part of your life.
神并不想仅仅是你生命中的某一点。
Let me do God on Sunday and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll go to work. That is not the idea.
并不是说我们只是星期天来这里来敬拜，其他礼拜一到礼拜六都过着一个其他的属世的生活。
The idea is that when the Spirit comes upon us, like every part of our life is just going to overflow with love for Him.
圣灵降在我们身上，赐给我们能力，会激励我们，激发我们，时时刻刻来追求神的圣洁。
And when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we just overflow with love for the world as well.
而且呢，圣灵赐给我们能力，也会赐给我们一颗爱世界、爱灵魂的心。
And can I tell you, passion is one of the most beautiful things to see in believers.
这个圣灵赐给我们的这种对灵魂的热爱，真是一个非常非常美丽的。
I have seen, you know, believers serving in ways that they are not equipped to do so, but their passion takes them a long way.
我看到很多例子，虽然他们并没有可能没有特别的一些恩赐或者是才气，但是他们有这种热情，有这种爱心，愿意为主来摆上。
I've seen a little bit of this in the last few weeks. They set St. Catharines as the Garden City, right?
很多人说我们都知道 St. Catharines 被称为城市或花园城市。
And one of the things that's been lovely to see is the amount of people who are out there every day working in their gardens, tending to their gardens, creating these beautiful spaces.
你可以看到在我们的邻居住的地方，所有人都会在外面在这个花园里面来辛勤的劳作。我们中国人呢是在菜园里面劳作哈。Chinese people, they do the vegetable garden.
The vegetable garden, wonderful. Well, I think it's one of these things that you need to have a passion to do.
重要的是你有这个热情爱好去做。
Some people are laughing because I don't have a passion to do it.
我没有这个喜好。
I don't have a passion to do it because it's hard work.
我不想做是确实是很辛苦的一件事情。
Because when you've got all of the weeds and you've got all of the ivy and you're there, hour after hour trying to get everything up, that there has to be something that's holding you to do that.
Yeah,因为做这些农活呢，你要除草，要浇水，有很多很多辛苦要摆上，但是一定是要有你要有这个热情热忱来做这件事情，你才能够坚持。
And I think that thing's passion.
就是
You know, like loving what you are working towards.
Yeah, 做你喜欢做的，你就会坚持做。
And you know, you could place anything in here. You know, sports. The people that rise in the sporting world are those who have the passion to be out 3-4 hours a day training.
Yeah, 另外一个例子就是体育运动。 一些他们真的是非常非常的热爱，每一天都花三四个钟头来训练。
Or for the beautiful music that's made by so many people, you know, it's the hours and hours and years of learning that goes in to get to that point.
同样的，像音乐也是通过无数年的这种积累培训练，才能够达到他们现在的一些成绩。
And the point is when the Holy Spirit comes as fire, it's to create a fire within us so that we want to serve Him.
我想说的是，当圣灵降临，在住在我们心中的时候，在我们内心要激发我们的这种热忱，而是为主摆上、为主侍奉的这种热忱。
You know, it led the Apostle Paul to say in 1 Corinthians, If I preach the gospel, I have no reason to boast because I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I don't like that the Holy Spirit created such a passion and a fire, he had to do it.
使徒保罗就是一个很好的例子，因为圣灵赐给他能力，也赐给他这种传福音的热情。在哥林多前书9章16节这样说，其实我传福音并没有什么可夸的，因为这是我的任务，我不传福音就有祸了。
And we should want that passion.
我们应该有同样的这种热情。We
should want that fire.
我们应该希望、渴望得到这支圣灵的火的燃烧。And
let me just speak a little bit more directly. I know that there are some here who you remember when you had the fire, but it's growing cold.
呀，我在这里呢，想挑战弟兄姐妹，可能有你们曾经有过这种被圣火燃烧的这个经历，但现在可能火慢慢在熄灭变冷。It's
time to turn back to God.
现在就是时候，我们要重新被圣火燃烧。Say
God, I want the fire in my belly again.
神啊，我在我的内心有这种圣火在燃烧。
I don't want you just to be one of many loves. I want you to be my first love.
我要把这个圣灵对为主做见证，为主摆上，成为我最第一的热情。
And let me just be clear, passion for God is not the same as people who have a passion for the church.
我们对神的这种热情，并不是说 和这个对教会的这个热情并不是一件事情。
Part of it is that we should love his bride, we should love the church, But it's more, it's loving God himself. It's wanting to walk with Jesus.
我们要有爱神, 首先要有爱神, 愿意与主同行, 效法耶稣基督, 这个首要的热情。
Passion for the church means that I care about what happens that 1 hour on a Sunday.
Yeah. 如果我们对教会的这个关爱呢, 也许我们只是说, 哦, 在星期天那一个多钟头, 教会发生了什么事情。
Passion for God means I care about the other 167 hours of the week as well.
我们这里讲的圣火的这个对圣灵的这个追求的热忱是 时时刻刻的, 不仅仅是只是在星期天那一小时。
I care how I am following you, Jesus, when I'm with my family.
我非常非常的在意, 也愿意来效法耶稣基督。
And I care how I'm walking with you, Jesus, when I'm at work.
我在工作中, 我也要效法耶稣基督。
And Jesus, I care when I see like darkness and evil stuff in the world because God, I want to love this world like you love it.
当我看到这个世界的黑暗,世界的罪恶的时候, 主啊, 也求圣灵感动我们, 让我们可以像主耶稣一样来爱这个罪恶的世界。
Power and passion.
能力和热情。
That's what God was giving to us when the Spirit was poured out.
这就是圣灵, 五旬节, 圣灵降临的时候, 上帝赐给我们的。
And then just to show what this looked like, God made something else happen that day.
那我们再看看, 在同一天, 五旬节, 圣灵降临的时候, 除了风和火,
people
还有什么?
People began to speak in many kinds of tongues.
在那一天, 人们说起不同的乡音。
Well, let's be more precise. God's, it wasn't many kind of, it was many kinds of languages. People, the believers began to speak in different languages.
Yeah, 是那同一天, 门徒们说出了不同的这个别国的语言, 不同的乡音。
And this was the sign from God that I'm giving you that power so that you can witness to the very ends of the earth.
因为这是一个神赐给使徒们的门徒们的一个能力, 让他赐给他们这个能力, 让他们向世界宣告。
Because God cares about every culture in this world.
因为神爱世人, 他关爱每一个文化种族的人。
There isn't a group of people on this world that God doesn't want to reach.
这个, 在这个世上没有任何一个种族是神所不愿意 来关爱他们,拯救他们的。
And you know, here we are this morning in our, you know, Alliance family, and one of our commitments as the Christian and Missionary Alliance is to reach the unreached groups.
就像我们今天早上在这里的联合崇拜, 就像我们宣道会的一个宗旨, 我们要去向世上所有的不同文化, 不同种族, 不同 不同语言的人去传讲神的福音。
And we know that to reach people, it isn't just enough for us to go to them.
我们去关爱这些世上的灵魂, 不仅仅只是说我们去看他们, 来到他们的身边。
We need to be filled with the Spirit and then go to them.
我们首先要需要圣灵的充满, 圣灵的能力, 我们才能够向他们传讲耶稣基督的福音。
I wonder if you remember this Old Testament story.
我不知道你记不记得这个旧约里面讲到的一个故事。
The Tower of Babel from Genesis 11.
在创世纪中谈到, 11章里面谈到的巴别塔的故事。
The people of the earth were working together to build a tower because they wanted to be greater than God in heaven.
当时呢, 人们呢, 地上的人聚在一起, 他们要建立一个巴别塔, 要通天, 要像神一样。
And God knew that this was pride in humanity, so he wanted to humble them.
他知道这是人们, 人类, 当时人类的这种骄傲, 自大, 所以呢, 神要让他们学习谦卑的功课。
So what he did was peoples of the earth had one language, one common language.
所以呢, 神呢, 在那个时候建巴别塔的时候，当时人们使用的只有一种语言。
And he made it that they were speaking many languages.
但是呢，神把他们打乱了他们，让他们说不同的语言，变得不同，说不同的语言。
And there was confusion, and the people scattered across the earth.
所以呢，引起了很多的混乱，所以这些人们都分散到世界各地。
Well, the day of Pentecost is built upon this story.
那五旬节呢，是跟这个巴别塔呢有相似的地方。
All of the disciples speaking the different languages wasn't to bring confusion.
在五旬节圣灵降临之后，所有不同的门徒使徒说起不同的话语，但是没有任何的混乱。
But it was to bring understanding.
而是带来了在神里面的这种互相的这种沟通。
So that all the nations of the world could understand who God is and what Jesus had done.
是虽然说不同的乡音，不同的语言，但是全世界所有的人都能够明白什么是神的福音。
So you have the disciples proclaiming the praises of God and speaking about who Jesus is in every kind of language.
当时的门徒用不同的语言在宣告耶稣基督是主，要让世人来悔改，这些所有的人都能够听得明白。
And some people laughed, and some mocked, and some said, "Look at them, they're all drunk."
所以当然也有人呢在嘲笑他们，在讥讽他们，说你看他们都在喝醉了。
But there was at least 3,000 people that day.Who actually wanted to know what God was doing.
但是感谢神，在那天有3000人相信门徒所传的，他们来相信主，接受了耶稣基督。
And so Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, shared the gospel.
所以呢，彼得借着圣灵刚强壮胆来传讲神的道。
And it wasn't a, you know, eloquent message. It was simple.
Yeah, 他的这个信息非常的简单。
You know, this is why Paul said, oh, I don't want to preach with wisdom and eloquence, I just want to preach the cross of Jesus.
Yeah, 保罗也这样说过，我不是要传讲什么世上的这些学问，我只是要单单的来传讲耶稣基督。
Because it is not our job to impress people, and it isn't our job to convince people.
并不是说靠我们自己的能力口才来说服别人，或者是来彰显自己的一些能力。
But it is our collective responsibility to let the world know who Jesus is and what he's done.
但是我们要借着圣灵的能力，要让这个世界，要让世人知道耶稣基督是谁。
And when we do that in the power of the Holy Spirit will convince and will convict people.
Yeah, 因为我们当圣灵赐给我们能力，刚强壮胆，向世人宣告耶稣基督是主的时候，圣灵会亲自做工。
So people were asking, what's going on?
所以人们在当时在问，到底发生了什么事情？
What must we do because of the message that you've shared?
我们听到这些以后，我们该做什么呢？听到这些信息，我们该做什么呢？
And Peter told them plainly.
彼得跟他们讲了很清楚。
Repent.
悔改。
Be baptized, every one of you.
奉耶稣基督的名受洗，每一个人都去奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
In the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins.
因为耶稣基督赦免了你的罪。
And here is a promise, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
就像使徒行传二章三十八节说的，你们就必领受上帝所赐的圣灵。
So this is where I want us to end this day of Pentecost.
所以我想在接下来以这个为作为结束，今天的结束。
I don't want us to be confused.
我不想大家好像变得更加的模糊或者搞不清楚。
The gift of the Holy Spirit is not first and foremost about the world out there.
Pardon me?
It is not about the world first.The sending of the Spirit is not first about the world.
Yeah, 圣灵的降临 并不是是要首先并不是要关于这个要影响这个世界。
The gift of the Holy Spirit is first about what He's doing in the believers.
Yeah, 所以圣灵的降临，它主要的最主要的是要在来改变我们这些相信耶稣基督的人。
So often I hear people pray, we want revival, we want revival, we want revival.
我常常听到弟兄姐妹会祷告说我们要复兴，我们需要复兴。
Well, when revival comes, when the Holy Spirit comes, it begins with God saving the church.
当圣灵降临的时候，神的这个复兴的火是要神要来先从拯救他的这些教会。
It begins with God dealing with our sins and our struggles.
神会来先清洁我们的罪和我们的一些挣扎。
It starts with us in all of our fear and all of our worry, and God saying, I'm going to change you.
神要首先改变我们自己，要把我们挪去我们心中的所有的重担。
And look, so often we meet in church and we say, how bad is it in the world out there?
我们常常来到教会的时候会说，哎呀，这个世界太糟糕，太多罪恶。
Well, I want to say that the state of the world is so often a reflection of the state of the church.
Save the world?
The state of the world. Mm-hmm. Is a reflection of the church.
实际上呢，就是世界上的这个罪恶，其实很多时候也是我们在这个教会的一些现状的写照。
Because so often the church is timid and afraid.
我们的教会其实的弟兄姐妹常常也是很胆怯，很
The church has a great time inside four walls, and is silent when.
Yeah. 虽然我们在教会。在这个教会的时候呢，好像很勇敢，很开心。但是当我们走出去的时候，我们是非常非常胆怯的。
And let me say, God's plan for the world is not to bring the world into the church, but to send the church into the world.
Yeah. 所以呢，神呢让在地上建立教会，并不是要让我们生活在这个像教会的这个象牙塔中，而是要让我们走出去，走到这个世界中。
So friends, let me encourage you, please pray for revival.
所以呢，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我鼓励大家，我们要为复兴来祷告。
And pray for God's Holy Spirit to be poured out.
要来为圣灵亲自降临在我们每一个弟兄姐妹的身上来祷告。
It's going to start with us.
我们要警醒，要准备好，因为神的审判从我们开始。
And it won't be comfortable. It'll get very messy very quickly.
我们世界的真的主的来的日子越来越近了。
Because suddenly,the world is at the doorstep, and we're just trying to respond.
Yeah, 是特别是我们当我们碰到这个苦难的时候，或者是世界的这些的时候，我们要及时的来做出相应的回应。
But don't be afraid.
但是呢，不要恐惧。
Because when the Holy Spirit comes, He will give us everything we need.
因为圣灵降临在我们身上的时候，我们就得着能力。
So I want to invite you to join me in praying for the Spirit to come.
我邀请大家，我们一起来祷告，求圣灵降临在我们身上。
Pray for the power of God.
我们为神的这个能力降临在我们身上祷告。
Pray for a passion for Jesus and for the gospel.
我们祷告，求神赐给我们效法基督的这种热忱。
Then pray that we'll go.And reach people who don't look and don't sound anything like us.
也求神来为让我们让我们祷告，求神让我们走出去，向这个世界来宣告耶稣基督是主。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Well, Lord, this morning we've heard the call of the Holy Spirit, and we've heard that you've called us to wait for the promised gift.Lord Jesus, we don't want to be moved from this place until your presence is in us. We don't want to be, you know, striving and working in our own strength because we know there's no fruit in that and it doesn't bring you glory. But Lord, we want to be filled with the presence of Jesus. We want to be shaped by you, Jesus. We want to have the power of your Holy Spirit that writes the law in our heart, that we would love you with everything within us, and we would love this world so much that we would go in your name and just give what we have. And Lord, we do live in a world that is so far from you. And you know, we would want to admit this morning, Lord, there are so many times when we're afraid, and so many times when we're struggling, and so much times where we are just ready to throw it in and give up. But God, we don't want a spirit of fear. We want your spirit that is power and love and sound judgment. So we want to invite you, Holy Spirit, please come and come soon. Fill us up. Equip us, empower us, so that we can go in your name and be witnesses.
Amen.
We pray these things in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.